Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:10, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Bands on the beach tonight, about 2 hours from right now. The weather has really improved. And Austin will testify to that coming up in about 3 minutes or so. We'll look at the evening's weather forecast. And he is even going to go as far as diving into a five-day forecast for
you. Whoa, don't sign me up for something I'm not ready for.
So get ready for that one. Let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3, the Escambia Sheriff's Office warning residents about a scam circulating across the area. Here's how it works. The scam involves callers identifying themselves as members of the ECSO. They claim that the recipient of the call has an outstanding warrant related to missed jury duty. They then demand payment to resolve that issue. Just remember this. Here's the important part of this whole story. The sheriff's office will never call or ask you to send any form of payment. If you do receive a call, hang up.
Absolutely. And Escambia schools are looking to eliminate all pornographic books. The current proposal recommends books on the FDOE's removal list require school board approval before being returned to media centers. School officials say that this is not an 80-20 issue. It's a 90-10 issue. No parent wants someone else to indoctrinate their child or introduce their child to obscene, pornographic, or age-inappropriate content of any kind.
All right. City. Here's the third story, by the way. City of Pensacola wants the Escambia County Children's Trust to pay back $2.4 million in taxes accrued over the last 4 years. A letter from the city says the trust is not automatically exempt from paying taxes and has failed to do so since its inception back in 2020. A deadline has been set for July 31st.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a Pensacola man has pleaded guilty and is awaiting sentencing for cyber-stalking two young girls. 28-year-old Charles Schmaltz allegedly used more than 10 social media accounts to communicate with several minor females between 2022 and 24. Prosecutors say he continued contacting the girls and sending sexually explicit content despite requests from the victims and their parents to stop. The victims ranged from 9 to 15 years old. Schmaltz is due for sentencing in September, and he could face up to 30 years in prison.
All right, very interesting thing. Pensacola woman actually is facing charges for allegedly setting fire to a truck and then dousing another woman in lighter fluid. Here's Chip Simmons.
You can't do that. You know, I think the trend here is that there's people that cannot control their anger, and there are confrontations that escalate. That's kind of where we're at in this now. It's unusual to escalate to that level where you pour lighter fluid on. I mean, clearly you know that could be, you know, there's fire and there's lighter fluid and there's stuff like that that could cause a lot of problems, a lot of injuries to people, and it could kill people.
Okay, 50-year-old Juanita Mitchell was arrested last week, charged with arson, battery, property damage, and assault.
And the state attorney's office has reopened a case against Kenneth Albert Hammock Jr., a Century felon accused of assaulting a woman with a handgun in May of last year. Originally arrested and later released in December of 2024 due to prosecutorial discretion, Hammock now faces new charges, including aggravated assault and weapon possession. The incident involved Hammock striking the victim in the head with a handgun and threatening their 15-year-old son.
5:14, stay connected. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. City of Gulf Breeze working on updating their local ordinances. One topic is the rise in motorized bikes and other motorized devices. They are running all over the breeze, let me tell you. Here's Gulf Breeze City Manager Samantha Abell.
It's not known that if you are on a motorized device and you are under the age of 16, it is law to wear a helmet. Doesn't matter if it's an e-bike, if it's a scooter, whatever it is. If it's a motorized device and you're under the age of 16, a helmet is required by law.
Okay, there have been numerous incidents and near misses by minors on motorized devices in Gulf Breeze, averaging about 9 per week. The city's in the process of crafting an ordinance and will take that to the city council for approval. 5:15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic to weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see. Last hour, we had two main spots, Chris, that were giving us trouble. We had Nine Mile Road traveling eastbound towards I-10 and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Those are still our two worst-looking spots right now, but we do have some backups developing on Nine Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, so be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just looks like some backups. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, degrees. It's going to be a low of 79 tonight, and we got those rainfall chances dwindling. They're going to linger around for the next several days. And speaking of the next several days, we're going to see those highs creep up a bit. Tomorrow's is going to be 88, then 89, then 91 on your Friday to end your work week.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
In an interview with Fox Business, Florida Congressman Corey Mills talks about the Biden administration. Well, they're the reason why the Iranian regime has strength.
A lot of this that's going on is because of the Biden administration. They were the ones that allowed Iran to gain so much money and wealth through exportation of oil.
And representatives.
And also leaving suitcases on the tarmac with billions of dollars in cash. You forgot to mention that one.
Yeah, that part was ad-libbed by our very own Chris Bryan. And Representative Carlos...
But the truth.
Representative Carlos Jimenez of Miami getting a first-hand look at the Chrome Detention Facility. He launched his fact-finding mission after the Miami Herald launched an investigation into harsh conditions and use of force. Representatives Frederica Wilson and Debbie Wasserman Schultz also recently visited the center.
516, News Radio 92.3, Florida officials looking to turn part of the Everglades into the state's largest immigration facility. It's being dubbed as Alligator Alcatraz. It's designed to detain and hold people for weeks or even months. Dana Marie McNichol has more from Miami.
Attorney General James Uffmeyer, he says the potential site would serve as a 3-in-1 immigration enforcement facility. It would house detainees, process legal cases, and serve as a deportation hub. Now, the proposed integrated federal and state approach includes the construction of temporary structures and 1,000 beds, making it the state's largest detention facility. The 30-square-mile property in question is owned by Miami-Dade County. It has been used for military and law enforcement training in the past, so Uffmeyer says officials are familiar with the area as the Florida National Guard will play a key role in operation.
In St. Johns County, dealing with a rare rabies alert, the Florida Department of Health says that an unvaccinated cat tested positive for a virus in an area off of State Road 207 last week. Health officials say they're monitoring the rabies in the wild animal population, and they remind pet owners that domestic animals should be kept away from wild ones. The alert will remain in place for 60 days. Yeah, rabies, pretty scary thing. Just one cat that's dealing with that virus can cause detriment everywhere.
All right, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Seems like the wild, wild west sometimes. Let me give you a reference here. As Minnesota reels from the murder of one state lawmaker, the shooting of another, Florida could shield from public disclosure the home addresses of legislators and their family members. Florida lawmakers in April passed Senate Bill 268, preventing the release of personal home addresses and telephone numbers of elected officials. The bill now needs Governor DeSantis' signature, and it will become law.
And speaking of Governor Ron DeSantis, he's signing two pieces of legislation that solidify Florida's position as a global leader in aerospace, transportation, and innovation. During his trade mission in France today, the governor signed Senate Bills 1516 and 1662. The first one creates the International Aerospace Innovation Fund, and the second one enacts wide-ranging updates across Florida's transportation, seaport, and logistics sectors. Today is day two of DeSantis' three-day international trip.
You know, you can count on News Radio 92.3 for all the information relating to tropical cyclones or weather.
Sure can.
And we've been telling you about, you know, especially talking about being prepared for hurricanes. And one thing I always like to remind you, no matter how deep we get into the season, as you are potentially getting ready to face storms this hurricane season, don't forget to make sure your records are protected and accessible in a waterproof container. And don't forget to bring them with you if an evacuation is required. If you can't prove your identity and that you own your home you were living in when the disaster hit, FEMA can help you with disaster assistance. Just remember that. So put them in the plastic, whatever you got to put them, and seal them up.
Yeah, you've
been warned. And take them with you. Don't leave them at the house. Won't do you any good.
You are correct on that. 519, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national headlines happening for you on this, I'll say, beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As America continues to endure sin and debauchery of just about every type, I find myself evaluating my patriotism. For many Christians, it's become increasingly difficult to express patriotism when the powers that be are wholeheartedly endorsing the wickedness of same-sex marriage, abortion, transgenderism, and such the like. However, for me, my patriotism is primarily rooted in gratitude for our country's biblical foundation. My patriotism stems from our country's past in spite of her present. I love that our coins say, "In God we trust," and our pledge still includes one nation under God. Our national anthem declares, "Then conquer we must when our cause it is just," and this be our motto, "In God do we trust." If we want God's continued blessing, we must get back to Him, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
National stories this hour.
Yeah, I got your dancing shoes on this afternoon. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Shoppers pulled back on their spending in May. Jenny Casola, it's all over this story for you.
Retail sales slumped last month, down 0.9%, excluding autos. The drop is 0.3%. Economists were expecting consumers to pull back in May, reflecting the backdrop of tariffs and economic uncertainty. However, the numbers are weaker than expected. Amazon has extended its summer Prime Day sale to 4 days, July 8th to 11th. The company says it's responding to its customers who want more time to shop, though analysts say tariff uncertainty is likely a factor. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right. 524, market sitting a downslope for Tuesday with the three major indices ending in the red. Fox's Hillary Barsky is on News Radio 92.3.
Stocks ending lower as investors monitor the Israel-Iran conflict while awaiting the Fed's decision on interest rates, which comes Wednesday afternoon. The central bank is expected to hold rates steady, also weighing on investors' disappointing economic data that show that consumers spent less last month at retailers than the month before, with retail sales falling 0.9% in May. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, while energy gained as oil prices rose. The Dow winners, Chevron, IBM, and Visa, the Dow declined. Refiners, Amgen, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 299 points, the Nasdaq lower by 180, S&P 500 down 50. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, here we go. It's 525. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. This is News Radio 92.3.
It sure is. Do have some backups developing on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, but that's to be expected. Same with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area and traveling towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 79 tonight, slight rainfall chances, and those chances are going to linger over the course of the next several days. And speaking of the next several days, tomorrow's high is going to be 88, but we're going to see the highs creep up more and more as we get to the end of this work week and head into the weekend, where we're going to see it go up from 89 to as high as 91.
All right. As promised, nice report. Everybody now weather-wise and looking forward to that weekend.
Maybe.
Can you believe it? Oh, these days are flying by as debate continues in the Senate over President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Some lawmakers are pushing to help victims of SNAP scams. Familiar with these? Here you go. Abigail Dye has more details for you.
The USDA says there are more than 15,000 claims for stolen SNAP benefits in Texas in the first 3 months of 2025. Federal funding that replaced those stolen funds, it ran out and expired in December of 2024, leaving a lot of these victims with no remedy. Congressman Al Green did introduce a bill that would replace that funding, and he says that he has introduced similar legislation into President Trump's big, beautiful bill to try to bring this federal funding back for good and put this money back in the pockets of Houstonians.
And LA prosecutors announcing new charges against alleged violent protesters during anti-ICE demonstrations. LA County DA Nathan Hochman said the suspects are accused of assaulting police, firing fireworks at them, and setting patrol cars on fire. He said tips and video evidence are leading them to those who committed the crimes.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. 527 News Radio 92.3. Fox breaking news this afternoon. The Israeli Defense Force gives an update into their efforts in Iran. Here's Kevin Yurensky.
IDF spokesman General Effie Defren says that overnight, Israeli forces killed Ali Shadmani, Iran's latest top military leader.
Shadmani held the role for only 4 days before meeting the same fate as his predecessor.
Defren says attempts to dismantle Iran's nuclear program are having a big effect.
And as such, they have been pushed back into central Iran.
He also notes that there is a difference, in his view, between the Israeli strikes and Iran's counterattacks.
We are aiming at military targets. They are attacking civilian homes.
President Trump has called for Iran's unconditional surrender, but the Iranians have vowed that Israel will see more attacks. Kevin Yurensky, Fox News.
And President Trump indicating he will likely extend the deadline for TikTok to be sold again. The popular video sharing app currently faces the possibility of being banned in this country if its China-based owner ByteDance doesn't sell it by Thursday. When asked earlier today if he will extend that deadline, he said probably yeah, adding that probably have to get China approval, but I think we'll get it. I think President Xi will ultimately approve it. This would be the third time Trump has extended the deadline if he does it.
All right. Local and federal prosecutors announcing additional charges linked to anti-immigration enforcement unrest in Los Angeles. Christian Goodwin has the story.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announcing charges against five individuals, including Adam Palermo, who faces charges including assault with a deadly weapon.
Mr. Palermo is accused of throwing a large rock at a California Highway Patrol vehicle from an overpass on the 101 freeway. He also allegedly lit an object on fire and threw it at a CHP SUV that was parked on the freeway.
The vehicle catching fire, the 39-year-old also faces federal arson charges.
He faces a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years and a statutory maximum penalty of 20 years.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley. In Los Angeles, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Elon Musk suing the state of New York over its new hate speech law. The Stop Hiding Hate Act, which became law last December, requires social media companies to disclose how they handle hate speech, racism, extremism, and disinformation. Musk, who owns X, formerly known as Twitter, filed suit in Manhattan federal court earlier today, claiming the act is a violation of state and federal laws guaranteeing free speech. The law goes into effect this week, with Musk hoping the court will block New York from enforcing it.
ICE agents pretty busy right now. They're once again conducting raids at hotels, restaurants, and on farms where undocumented migrants may be found. Here's Grinnell Scott.
President Trump said the enforcement actions will continue, reversing his weekend decision to suspend the raids, citing then the farmers and hospitality business concerns over losing workers they found almost impossible to replace. In his reversal, President Trump again blamed former President Biden for illegal immigration numbers, saying he sees the inner cities as the biggest problem. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin said the agency will not allow what she called illegal employment networks to undermine American workers. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Okay, I hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. The Santa Rosa County Clerk of Courts and Controller is going to host a Passport Day Saturday, 8 to 2. This is a walk-in event allowing first-time passport applicants to get a passport. An appointment, not necessary. The clerk's office at the County Administrative Complex on Caroline Street in Milton and the South End Service Center on Gulf Breeze Parkway will be open for the event. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Israel continuing to exchange strikes with Iran. IDF spokesperson Ife Defrin giving an update.
We have delivered significant blows to the Iranian regime, and as such, they have been pushed back into central Iran.
Well, the United States mobilizing more military assets to the Middle East. President Trump on social media calling for an unconditional surrender from Iran says he knows where the supreme leader is hiding. Fox spokes with U.S. intelligence advisor Brad Wenstrup, who says the Iranian people would benefit from Iran's government falling.
The Iranian people are not to blame. It is this regime that is the problem.
Well, President Trump continuing on social media, saying Iran's supreme leader would not be killed yet, but his patience is wearing thin. And we have word DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has been sent to the hospital with an allergic reaction. She was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Washington, D.C., where she is reportedly alert and recovering. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in this Thursday at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I need you. Sundress, ruby ring. Candido, I need you so. Could you help me in?
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Sheriff's Office warning residents about a scam circulating across the area. Here's how it works. The scam involves callers identifying themselves as members of the ECSO. They claim that the recipient of the call has an outstanding warrant related to missed jury duty. They then demand payment to resolve the issue. Now, this is what you need to remember. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office will never call or ask you to send any form of payment. So if you receive a call like that, just hang up.
That's great advice. Number two this afternoon, Escambia schools are looking to eliminate all pornographic books. The current proposal recommends books on the FDOE's removal list require school board approval before being returned to media centers. School officials say this is not an 80-20 issue. It is a 90-10 issue. No parent wants somebody else to indoctrinate their child or introduce their child to obscene, pornographic, or age-inappropriate content.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. The city of Pensacola wants the Escambia County Children's Trust to pay back $2.4 million in taxes accrued over the last 4 years. A letter from the city says the trust is not automatically exempt from paying taxes and has failed to do so since its inception back in 2020. A deadline has been set for July 31st.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Sports update.
Unlike Game 1, the Thunder did not succumb to the Pacers' comeback. I'm Jared Max. Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City last night. The Pacers cut an 18-point deficit all the way down to 2 points with 8.5 minutes to play. In Game 1, Indiana erased a 15-point deficit in the fourth quarter and won by 1 point. Last night, after the Pacers got within 95-93, Oklahoma City outscored Indiana 25-16 the rest of the game to win by 11, 120-109, and go up 3-2 in the NBA Finals. Jalen Williams scored a career playoff high 40 points for the Thunder.
Given what we've seen from the Pacers throughout these playoffs, just how were you guys able to keep it together, to right the ship, and to not panic?
We're getting opportunities to repeat and grow through our experience. That was honestly the same exact game as Game 1, to be totally honest. So learning through these finals, that's what makes the team good. And I thought we were able to do that, and we were able to collectively get stops and win the game.
A game away from a championship, how do you get it done at their place?
Energy and effort, come in there and make as few mistakes as possible and just play hard.
Jalen Williams of the Thunder with ABC after he scored 40 points in Game 5 to go with 31 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Thunder beat the Pacers 120-111. To get within 1 win of an NBA championship, the Thunder could do it Thursday night in Indianapolis.
Shohei Ohtani returns to the mound for the first time in 663 days. And there is a palpable buzz in this ballpark.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani made his first appearance as a pitcher for the Dodgers last night. Recovered from a second elbow surgery 21 months ago, Ohtani pitched one inning against the Padres, allowed 1 run on 2 hits. He hit 100 miles per hour. The Dodgers beat the Padres 6-3. Ohtani also delivered at the plate with an RBI double and an RBI single. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, and to add some context to that NBA Finals game, Indiana Pacers star point guard Tyrese Haliburton reportedly dealing with a strained right calf. That's according to ESPN, which says he will undergo an MRI to determine its severity. He aggravated the injury during Monday night's NBA Finals loss, and he briefly exited the game in the first quarter, but returned with the calf wrapped and finished the game. He says he has no plans to miss Game 6 of the series on Thursday night in Indianapolis.
News Radio 92.3. Let me go back just a little bit here and talk about Dodgers baseball. Their superstar, Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter reporting to prison here today. Here's Jared Max.
Hours before Shohei Ohtani took the mound as a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers for the first time Monday, the two-way baseball star's former interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara, surrendered to a federal prison in Allenwood, Pennsylvania, to serve a near 5-year term for bank and tax fraud. Mitsuhara stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani, which he was ordered to repay, as well as another $1 million-plus to the IRS. Back in 2021, Mitsuhara began to access Ohtani's bank account, changed security protocol so he could impersonate Ohtani to authorize wire transfers. He stole money from his friend, mostly to cover gambling debts, and with an illegal bookie. In addition to his prison sentence of 4 years and 9 months, Mitsuhara will have 3 years of a supervised release. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Stanley Cup will be in the building on Tuesday. The Panthers have a chance to clinch their second straight championship when they square off against the Oilers for Game 6 from Sunrise. Winger Matthew Tkachuk says that the key to victory is treating the matchup like it's a Game 7. And, Chris, that shouldn't be too hard for them to imagine, considering it took them 7 games to beat the Oilers last year.
Absolutely. They're back in the same arena and doing the thing.
Yeah, deja vu here.
Okay, let's talk about local baseball, which has been very, very good to me. Saturday Night Live. Garrett Marks, by the way. Okay, Wahoos playing above 500 ball are now 32-31 in the 2025 season. Tonight, Pensacola back home for the start of a six-game series against Montgomery. First pitch, 6:05, and the weather's going to be great for baseball.
It seems like it.
So, and especially since we have artificial turf, we don't have to worry about the runoff or standing water on the real turf.
Right.
Okay, Ice Flyers, I want to just remind you of this. Playing 29 home games at the Bay Sitter during the 2025-26 season. Season kicking off with opening night on Saturday, October 18th. Make sure you write that down.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fed incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the Food and Drug Administration rolling out a speedier approval process that aims to get crucial treatments to Americans. Let's hope so. Here's Jeff Manasso.
The FDA unveiling a Commissioner's National Priority Voucher Program aimed at U.S. drug makers that support U.S. national priorities, a program that could shorten the FDA's review time to as little as 1 month.
At the core of this program is the ability of companies to pre-submit their application packet with essentially everything except the final clinical trial results.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry calls it a common-sense drug review process that convenes experts from the FDA for a team-based review, rather than the standard practice of sending drug applications to numerous FDA offices with little communication between them. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, so we're talking about patient health information here this afternoon. Let me kind of reel this in and localize it for you. A research team from the UWF Center for Cybersecurity has developed a HIPAA checker, a new platform that evaluates the effectiveness of mobile applications in securing users' personal information. HIPAA, of course, is a law aimed at protecting the privacy and security of patient health information. The platform is primarily for professional app developers and is already available for public access and for testing.
And Americans are divided in their opinion of HHS Secretary RFK Jr. A new NBC News Decision Desk poll found that favorable opinions of Kennedy are almost split 50-50. Along party lines, a divide is evident, with 82% of Democrats giving him an unfavorable rating compared with 84% of Republicans who like him. However, nearly 80% of U.S. adults support the use of vaccines. That's something Kennedy has expressed skepticism about previously.
The CDC is urging summer camps to put measures in place to prevent the spread of measles. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. For many children, summertime is a transition from school to camp. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is encouraging summer camps to examine documentation for immunity from measles for anyone that will be on the grounds. The CDC says because the virus can spread quickly, all children, staff, and volunteers should be checked to see if they were vaccinated for or caught measles. before. The CDC also says summer camps should stock up on face masks and create an isolation space for any campers who fall ill with the virus. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study says kids exposed to PFAS before birth have a higher risk of high blood pressure in childhood, specifically during their teen years. PFAS, commonly known as forever chemicals. Teenage boys had a 17% increased risk of elevated blood pressure if their moms had high levels of it. If they took, you know, blood samples taken after delivery, that is. The Environmental Working Group says PFAS can be found in 99% of Americans, absorbed through what they eat, drink, breathe, and even touch.
And my advice to you, if you're going to look and do some due diligence into the environmental group there, make sure you do your homework. They are very inconsistent with their findings. I just thought I'd add that on there. As a true case, I think it was back in 2021 or so. No, it had to be more than that. But with ECUA, they reported fake results on the water quality study.
Really?
That was a thing that went just absolutely off the wall around here. But it was fake. So you do your homework. Before you buy into these things, make sure you do your due diligence. Hey, Dr. Oz, addressing the GOP to advocate for Medicaid reform aimed at making it more affordable for low-income families, Senator John Thune discusses the strategy for gaining consensus on the bill.
Rebalance the program in a way that provides the right incentives to cover the people who are supposed to be covered by Medicaid. But we continue to hear from our members specifically on components or pieces of the bill that they would like to see modified or changed or have concerns about, and we're working through that.
Okay, 545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. I was looking at this, Chris, because you brought this to my attention. It's literally just over my shoulder. We do have some backups on the I-110 off-ramp getting onto North Davis Highway. No accident or anything, just a heavy wave of congestion at this time. We'll be keeping an eye on that for you. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and still some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your local weather, 85 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Got some rainfall chances, being very slow. Light this evening. Rainfall chances are going to linger over the course of the next several days, with highs sitting at around 88, but ramping up to as high as 91 on Friday.
Yeah, sounds great.
No.
Love every minute.
Come on.
All right. Hey, if you're on that transition road from the 110 freeway over to Davis Highway, bring along a little patience with you this afternoon. Be nice to your neighbor.
Right.
Stormy weather. Let's talk about the national picture here, impacting millions of Americans across central U.S. While wildfires are a concern out west, Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are in the forecast today for a widespread area stretching across the central plains and Midwest, moving into the lower Great Lakes and Mid-Atlantic later this week. A rare high risk for Kansas, including the potential for strong, dangerous weather, including tornadoes, has been posted from the Storm Prediction Center. Flash flooding, also a risk with very heavy rain in a short period of time. Meanwhile, conditions are favorable for high fire danger over parts of the West and the Rockies, with high heat for the Southwest, with temperatures soaring over the century mark. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today saying his early departure from the Group of Seven summit was due to much bigger things than planning a ceasefire between Tel Aviv and Tehran, after urging people to immediately evacuate the Iranian capital. The move prompted a joint statement from G7 leaders voicing support for Israel. Kraft Heinz announcing today that it will remove FD&C artificial dyes from its products by the end of 2027 and will not launch any new products in the U.S. containing those ingredients. The company says roughly 10% of its U.S. items use FD&C colors. Kraft Heinz brands that sell products with these dyes include Crystal Light, Kool-Aid, and Jell-O. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the Dow falling nearly 300 points. The S&P 500 was off the pace by 50, and the NASDAQ dropped 180. Crude oil futures sit above $75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
President Trump agreeing to a new trade deal with the UK before leaving the G7 summit yesterday. Lydia Hugh has the story on this.
President Trump departed early from the G7 summit in Canada yesterday to focus on the growing Israel-Iran conflict. But before he left, progress made on trade. President Trump closed the first trade deal, a signed agreement with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Details now come after the country said last month that they had a framework in place. Now we know the agreement gives the U.S. greater access to the British market to sell American beef and ethanol and exempts the UK from a 10% tariff imposed on all countries.
And United Launch Alliance scrubbed its planned launch of Amazon's Project Kuiper on Monday. The Atlas V rocket was set to blast off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, but the mission was called off due to bad weather. The goal is to send more than two dozen satellites into low Earth orbit to expand Internet access around the world, but no word yet on when another launch attempt will be made.
Okay, OpenAI has secured a $200 million contract with the Defense Department. Madison Allworth has the details for us.
OpenAI is going to develop advanced AI prototypes to help the Pentagon. This is the company's first official listed deal with the Pentagon. And under the $200 million contract, they say that OpenAI will provide prototype frontier AI capabilities to address critical national security challenges in both warfighting and enterprise domains. It's going to run through July 2026, and the work will be performed in the D.C. area. This is all part of the tech company's new initiative, OpenAI for Government. And they said it's going to bring the most advanced tools to our public servants, saying, quote, our goal is to unlock AI solutions that enhance the capabilities of government workers.
And State Farm, California's largest insurance company, facing a lawsuit from wildfire survivors who claimed the company underinsured them to rebuild after disasters. The lawsuit alleges that State Farm used faulty tools to estimate rebuilding costs, enabling the insurer to sell cheaper policies while misleading customers about their coverage. The lawsuit follows an investigation by the San Francisco Chronicle. It found many insurers in the state rely on a software called 360 Value, which often misjudges home features and provides outdated estimates. As a result, many homeowners are left with coverage limits that may be significantly too low.
Well, you want to go out and maybe secure and beef up your financial bank account?
Now that you mention it, maybe I do.
Mega Millions tonight. $280 million, $126.1 million. That is your cash option. They'll make that drawing at 10 o'clock this evening. As I always say, play wisely and good luck to you. Streaming viewership surpassed cable and broadcast combined for the first time ever last month. Michelle Polino has the story.
May marked a major milestone in TV history. Streaming officially surpassed broadcast and cable combined in U.S. viewing for the first time, according to Nielsen. Streaming accounted for 44.8% of all TV watch, while broadcast and cable together made up 44.2%. YouTube led the pack with 12.5%, the highest share ever for a streamer. Netflix also soared, with the final season of You becoming the most watched program. Nielsen says streaming's dominance is just beginning and expects the trend to keep ticking up. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this Tuesday afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're going to love Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Tell me now. News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. 5:55. Austin Price. Looking at that weather, local traffic, and it looks, this is very strange because when we last spoke into the track 10 minutes ago or so,
right,
we had a traffic from the transition road, the 110 freeway, to Davis Highway.
Yes.
We stopped.
And it looks like it's still giving us a little bit
of
trouble.
Over your shoulder. I want you just to look over your shoulder. There's nobody out there.
Right.
Somebody said, let's get out of here. Okay, here's Austin with the weather and the traffic.
Yeah, looking at the roads here. The ramp's still giving us a little bit of issues on our map here. But, yeah, we're looking over our shoulder right now. It's not causing much issues. We do have some problems, though, on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And also still have a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound in the Highway 87 direction. As for our weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, it's going to be a low of 79 tonight. Not much rainfall. Tomorrow, we're going to see the rainfall chances lingering around for then and the next several days after, but Wednesday's high is going to be 88 with a low of 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
So you're a Beatles aficionado, are you?
No.
Like the Beatles. Well, this is a great story. Some Beatles offspring are teaming up for the first time to release a new song together. Pretty cool. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Three of the Beatles' sons have joined forces on a new rock track. Zach Starkey, son of Ringo Starr, confirmed that Sean Ono Lennon and James McCartney, sons of John Lennon and Paul McCartney, have contributed vocals on his band Mantra of the Cosmos' upcoming single Ripoff. Sean Ryder of Happy Mondays also lends his voice to the track. Starkey shared a sneak peek on Instagram. You see, I have a problem. The last time James and Sean teamed up was in 2024 on the track Primrose Hill. Starkey recently made headlines for being fired twice from The Who, allegedly following a clash with Roger Daltrey. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And lawyers for R&B singer R. Kelly say that he was rushed to the hospital last week after overdosing on medication. They claim the staff at the Federal Center in Butner, North Carolina, forced him to take extra meds on Thursday, and he collapsed the day after. After being treated at Duke University Hospital, his lawyers asked him for him to be released to home confinement, claiming prison officials have conspired with inmates to kill the singer.
Ever heard the word no? It works sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. That dude, I could definitely see people thinking this is like a ploy.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, America's longest-running TV evangelist, is in critical condition following a cardiac episode. Yeah, he's there in Baton Rouge. Here's Gary Baumgarten.
Jimmy Swaggart's son says only a miracle can save his father. Swaggart, pastor of the Family Worship Center in Baton Rouge and founder of Jimmy Swaggart Ministries, has been preaching full-time since 1955. In 1987, scandal hit after he was linked to a prostitute he met in a seedy motel, leading to a famous I Have Sinned speech in which he didn't specifically address the incident. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office special agent says round-trip travel for a sex worker was paid for using a credit card in Sean Diddy Combs' name. Special Agent DeLeasa Penland was back on the witness stand in Combs' sex crimes trial in New York today. She also testified that receipts showed Combs' businesses were billed thousands of dollars by hotels for damages to rooms. In one instance, the Intercontinental Hotel charged Combs more than $46,000 for damage to a penthouse in 2012. The trial will resume tomorrow morning.
Stay connected on News Radio 92.3. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has reported to prison. He'll begin serving an 11-year sentence for bribery and corruption. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Former New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has reported to Schuylkill Prison in Pennsylvania, home to a medium and minimum security prison. Menendez, who was once the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was convicted of helping the country of Egypt get access to U.S. military aid and of helping some New Jersey business owners avoid criminal investigation, as well as doing other favors for them. Investigators found hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash stuffed into clothing and shoes in his closet, as well as gold bars given to him by the business owners he helped. Menendez has maintained his innocence and said he hopes President Trump cleans up the judicial system, calling it corrupt. Two of the business owners who went on trial with him were also convicted, as was his wife, Nadine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, the Trump administration is considering a move that would nearly triple the number of countries subject to a travel ban.
Ooh.
This is up to 36 additional nations, could be added to the list of 19 that were placed under full or partial restrictions earlier in the month. You remember this. Some of the nations are designated as state sponsors of terror, or some of their citizens have been involved with acts of terrorism here in the United States. So that look for that to be to really get it.
Hard hitter, yeah.
Absolutely. And the rates, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me give you the numbers real quick. They're still below the 7% mark. The 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.91%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.17%. Coming up in less than 12 minutes, more news on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.